One local advocacy group estimates that more than 22,000 Hispanic voters are registered in Monroe County. As WXXI's Noelle Evans reports, while voter turnout is expected to break records this election, the right to vote for some Latinos was not always a guarantee.
Anthony Plonzinski Figueroa with La Cumbre, a Latino advocacy group, says that many Hispanic voters, along with others, encountered several issues during the June primaries.
Incorrect ballots being given to voters. Candidates not appearing on the ballot, voters receiving absentee ballots not on time or not at all, and then polling sites running out of ballots, to name a few issues.
At the time, Figueroa and La Cumbre co-founder Jackie Ortiz, who is now the Democratic commissioner at the Monroe County Board of Elections, wrote a letter to Republican Commissioner Lisa Nicolay and former Democratic Commissioner Lashana Boos, outlining these and other grievances. Figueroa says that La Cumbre will be monitoring whether those concerns are addressed in this general election. Ortiz says that BOE staff are working to ensure that all bumps experienced during the primary are not repeated and that her perspective has not changed. Nicolay did not respond to multiple requests for comment. It wasn't that long ago that some Hispanic citizens were first granted the right to vote. In 1965, the same year as the Voting Rights Act, Maria Lopez, a Spanish-speaking 21-year-old Puerto Rican woman living in Rochester, challenged the Monroe County Board of Elections' decision not to register her to vote. While she met federal requirements, New York State mandated that voters had to be educated in English. A federal judge overturned that. It was a controversial, landmark decision that ensured that non-English-speaking citizens had the right to vote. Annette Ramos, with the Rochester Latino Theater Company, has adapted Lopez's story into a monologue and performance piece for the Susan B. Anthony Museum and local schools. She says that Lopez's legacy has affected generations.
Yo quiero votar también. Translated, I want to vote too. And she was able to actually overcome all of the redlining that occurred in our very own city and was able to cast her vote.
Today, La Cumbre has recorded that more than 22,000 Hispanic residents are registered to vote in Monroe County. The majority are registered as Democrat and unaffiliated. There are still challenges for many in this voting block. Some need translation assistance or help with transportation. And for people displaced from Puerto Rico, Figueroa says they're more likely to be transient, making it harder to keep their voter status as they may move weeks or months after registering to vote. He says this year's Get Out the Vote efforts have had to adapt to the pandemic. So, for instance, instead of caravans, or caravanas, to get people out to the polls, La Cumbre is using donations to shuttle people by Lyft and Uber to the polls. He says this is one of the most important elections of our lifetime.
What's at stake is the direction of our local and state government, as well as the country. We see an uptick in voter turnout for Latinos in every presidential election. I imagine this one is not going to be different. If anything, we are looking at potential historic numbers.
Noelle Evans, WXXI News.